We commenced a discussion yesterday on verse 120 of Surah At-Tawbah. We quickly do a recap of the translation and the discussion yesterday. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, مَا كَانَ لِأَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْعَرَابِ. It does not behove the people of Medina and those villages around them, أَيَّتَخَلَّفُوا عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, that they remain behind the Messenger of Allah, وَلَا يَرْغَبُوا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ, nor that they leave him so as to remain by them selves. ذلك بأنهم لا يصيبهم ضمأ ولا نصب ولا مخمصة في سبيل الله ولا يطؤون موطئا يغيظ الكفار ولا ينالون من عدو نيلا إلا كتب لهم به عمل صالح إن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. This is because a good deed will be recorded for them for every bit of thirst, weariness and hunger that afflicts them in the path of Allah, as well as for every step that they take by which the disbelievers are incensed, and anything that they take from the disbelievers. Certainly Allah does not put the reward of the righteous ones to waste. Now, the first part we discussed yesterday, مَا كَانَ لِأَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُمْ أَن يَتَخَلَّفُوا عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, that it does not behove the people of Medina and the people of the surrounds, meaning the Sahaba, it's not right that they stay behind and the Nabi of Allah has to go out in the path of Allah and go out and face the enemy. That's why the Sahaba joined him. The hypocrites did not join, or they went and then they pulled back. There were one or two who were genuine Muslims, and we discussed the story yesterday of Abu Khaythama. The heat got to him, it really got to him, it was a moment of weakness, he turned back. But as he came home, just imagine the scene, picture the scene, right? You're coming from blistering heat in the desert. You're traveling for days, you're coming home. And here you have your wives, they have prepared a nice kind of marquee for you. They're cooling the place off, they have a lovely meal prepared for you. You know, normally we come from a flight, an 8-hour flight, and you say, I just want to get home. I want my bed, I want my bathroom, I want my food. I don't want to eat, you know, I've been eating plain food for the last day or so, whatever. And here he comes. Now, even in his moment of weakness, there was such strength in iman. Subhanallah. Such were the Sahaba. That in that moment of weakness, there was such strength in his iman. That, okay, it was a moment of weakness that he left the expedition and turned back. He couldn't take the heat. But when he came there, you know, after that journey, and his wives are there, and the food is there, and everything is prepared, and he said, how can I be enjoying this, and my Nabi is out there in the blistering heat, facing up to the enemy, and immediately he made provisions to go back. He didn't even enter. He said, no, I need to go back. So such strength in iman, even in a moment of weakness. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala indicates towards this. And then Allah says that, look, when you go out to do something for the pleasure of Allah, it's not only at the time when you have to put your life on the line or when you have to face up to the enemy. Any good work, there's a lot of difficulty that goes with good work, you know. If you're doing a charity work, there's a lot of preparation, there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of admin and red tape and that kind of thing. And Allah puts down such a beautiful principle here by saying, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ لَا يُصِيبُهُمْ ضَمَأُ وَلَا نَصَبُ وَلَا مَخْمَصَةٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that, you know, all these things that happen while they were on the journey, they got thirsty. For every bit of thirst, for every bit of tiredness, for every bit of hunger that afflicted them, for every step that they took, for the fact that they made the enemy angry, that the enemy say, these people are actually marching now in such heat, and it took away some of the courage of the enemy, then that's what happened in the Battle of Tabuk. They didn't have to even fight at the end, the Romans just retreated. Allah says, for every one of these things you get rewarded. Illa kutiba lahum bihi amalun salih. You know, that it's recorded for them a good deed. Inna Allah la yudi'u ajal muhsinin. Allah does not put the reward of the righteous ones to waste. So I concluded yesterday by saying this, that look, in the end of the day, even if you don't achieve the result, but your effort, every aspect of your effort is acknowledged and appreciated by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now there's one point that I want to add on to this before we wrap up the discussion on this particular verse. That there's a hadith of Bukhari where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba as they were returning back from Tabuk and they were close to Medina, the Nabi of Allah said, there are many people in Medina who were with you all the way. They were with you in every road that you traversed and every plain that you crossed. Meaning they shared in your rewards. The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, they were with us even though they remained in Medina. The Nabi of Allah said, yes, They were with you even though they remained in Medina. They were prevented by some handicap. So there were some people who did not take part in the expedition due to legitimate reasons. Either they didn't have the financial means at all, or you know, they had some physical disability which did not able them, or they were sick, or they were ill, or someone very close to them was sick and ill, and they needed to stay back and tend to them. But because their hearts was there, their hearts were with them, and their intention was there. That's why they say niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. That many times the intention of a believer is actually stronger than the action of a believer. They got exactly the same reward, even though they did not take one step on the journey, because had they not been an obstacle, they would have been there. Their hearts were there, their intentions were there, they were sincere. They wanted to be there. So that's why we always say that, and the scholars always say that, even if you cannot be part of something for whatever reason, at least let your heart be attached to it, that, you know, if I could, I would have been there. I can't go out in the path of Allah because I don't have leave, or because I don't have the money. But if I had leave and I had the money, you have to be sincere in it, obviously. I would have been there. Then, you know, I wish I could join this Jamaat from my masjid. Then every step that they take, because of your intention that you wanted to be with them, you will get an equivalent reward. And the Nabi Fadlallah said, every step that you took, every valley that you crossed, they were with you, meaning they were with you in reward. And that's why the scholars always tell us that make dua for the prosperity and the success of these, of good efforts and good work, even if you can't be part of it, so that at least you can get a portion of the reward from it. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding.